Would you clone your dog?
This is creepy.
They call it man's best friend for a reason. I love my dogs, but I'm creeped out by this. That's the best way to say it. There's a business. Costs you $50,000. They will clone your dog so you get like the exact replica of the dog you have. But right now they have a 5-month waiting list just to do it.
So this is for the ultra rich that want the legacy of their dogs living forever? Is that what we're doing here?
But it's not a legacy. Like, the legacy would be your dog's dog. Like, if you were breeding your dog, this is you having the exact same dog over and over and over and over again. Like,
I find this disturbing and creepy. And maybe this is going to be the future, and I've got to get with the times a bit and accept there will be this in the future, but I can't get behind this. 50 grand?
Well, so far, there's only one company in the U.S. that offers this pet cloning with a 5-month wait list just to do it. And then, the price tag is 50 grand.
The rich have too much money, and they're obviously nuts. They probably got rich for a reason because they are just eccentric and nuts. This is weird. Look, this is called life. You live, you die. You move on.
It's the circle
of life.
It's
the circle of life.
Yes. Thank you, Lion King, for teaching that.
Well, now we're trying to reinvent the wheel here. We're trying to reinvent existence. I don't get it.
I mean, I think about like when I was younger, like my very first dog I had was Jake. He was this beautiful lab. And even back then, like that being the first dog I ever had that I loved so much, like I don't think I would do that. My dogs now, I have Bruiser and Phoenix. I love them. And Bruiser's getting older. And I know that day is coming, but I don't think I could clone my pet.
No, I think it's very, very strange. Cloning means it's the exact, it means same DNA, right? It means
right.
It's the exact. God. 50 grand and a 5-month waiting list?
I don't know. Maybe we're just weird and we're not seeing the sentimental part of it.
Right.
Would you do this? Would you clone your pets?
We want to hear from you. 888-431-3764. Text or better yet, give us a call. For $50,000 and a 5-month waiting period, you can have a cloned dog.
I couldn't get behind this. I love Bruiser. I love Phoenix. But there's just something weird about that.
It is creepy. Very creepy. But all these rich people are doing it. If there's a 5-month waiting period, 909 here says, absolutely not. I'm not cloning my dog. Not even if it were $50. Losing a pet's like losing a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And how you respond is based on how you feel about the family member. I wouldn't want to go through the same hurt of losing my favorite dog again.
Well, and then at a certain point, once it's like the fourth dog, that's the same thing. It's like, doesn't it lose that appeal of like, this was my favorite dog? You know what I mean?
It's so bizarre. You're not my favorite dog anymore.
It just takes, it takes the emotion away from it because you know that they're going to live forever.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Okay. Shanta in Riverside, what do you think? Would you clone your dog?
I would not clone my pet. That's giving me Pet Cemetery vibes. That's freaky.
There is an element of creepiness about it. I'm getting the same feel.
It is. And no thanks on that. That's just crazy.
Well, and I would be weird. Like, we got a text message from the 323. It says, does the dog have the same personality? Like, what if you did spend the 50 grand to clone your dog, but it was a completely different behaved dog?
Yeah, it would just be, it just gives me the creeps.
Yeah, ultimately, the point of you having a cloned dog, if it behaves differently, is out the window, right?
Yeah, it just looks the same now.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's not a clone anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how legit they get, like, close to the actual dog, because it is the same DNA. Like, it's literally science what they're doing. If it would have the same behavioral instincts.
That's the number one question here. It's the exact same personality. I mean, I'm on radio. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how much the brain contributes to your DNA or whatever that mess is.
Well, I mean, the only good thing about this is we don't make enough to do it anyway, so we don't really have to worry about it. We'll let the rich be the rich.